Well, what a throw. We're visiting with Cardinal pitcher Matthew Liberatore. You know, it's funny, Matthew, you kind of began with a spot start in 2022. First of all, how exciting was that?
Yeah, it was incredibly exciting to make my debut.
Yeah. Okay, it was against the Pirates. Do you remember who your first strikeout was?
Yeah, Michael Chavis.
Oh, did you save the ball?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, good. I was going to say, that ball's got to be protected in your house somewhere, right?
Absolutely, along with the jersey from that game.
Yeah. So, here's what I want to know. How did you find out that you were going to be in the starting rotation? Did Skip come to you and say, hey, Matthew, sit down, I want to talk to you, or what? How does that work?
Last year, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got pulled into the office about a week before we broke camp, and they said, congrats, you're in the rotation. You're going to start the next game tomorrow for spring training, and then you're going to make the first start of the season.
And then did you throw up? Or?
No. I called my dad immediately.
Oh.
You know, something that we had talked about all offseason, something I journaled about doing. And I didn't know if it was going to be possible or not, but I was going to do everything in my power to force their hand on that issue. And when it happened, I was over the moon.
Matthew, do you have any favorite memories from last season? Anything that stands out in your mind?
Yes, last year was rough, we know.
We know.
But.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few outings that I feel like stand out in my mind for myself. But I think more than anything, every year that I look back on, the things that I remember are the things that had nothing to do with being on the field. You know, it's hanging out in the clubhouse with the guys, suffering through a rain delay together leading into the All-Star break, and 7 or 8 of us missing our flights back to Arizona.
Oh, great.
You know, getting into cities at 2 in the morning and having to play the next day, getting to go golf at some really cool places. You know, just a ton of unique experiences that this life affords you.
It's not just a team, it's a family.
It is. You know, I'm not joking when I say that we spend more time with our teammates than we do with our wives and our children and our families. Like, for 8 months out of the year, these are the guys whose faces we see more often than anybody on the planet.
It's kind of the same in this business. We're ready to kill each other sometimes, but, you know, you love each other too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you go through that in the clubhouse too. There's times where guys are upset with each other. Yeah. You know, you get rubbed the wrong way, push the wrong buttons for somebody, and, you know, I think, you know, it teaches you a lot about interpersonal communication and how to handle your emotions and how to deal with those things. Because at the end of the day, we can hate each other, but we got a job to go do, and we got to try and win a baseball game. So there's a level of professionalism that has to be maintained also.
Obviously, everybody wants to win. That's their goal for the season. We want to win as many games. But other than that, is there a goal you set for yourself personally? I want to get X amount of strikeouts. I want to get so many wins. Or, like, what kind of goals do you set for yourself before the season?
Yeah, honestly, like, I try not to set too many goals in that regard. I'm pretty process-oriented, so I do something that's called an execution journal after all my starts, where I go in and basically judge whether or not the pitch that I threw is where I intended to throw it, and if I executed or not in that situation. So for me, my goal is to, you know, exceed the 70% execution threshold every outing, and I think, you know, if I can do that consistently, the numbers that I may or may not want at the end of the year are going to take care of themselves.
Great. Now our boss is going to hear this and go, hey, you guys, I want you to set an execution journal at the end. Thanks, Matthew. Thanks a lot.
It blows my vision board out of the water now.
Matthew Liberatore, thank you for joining us, and the very, very best this season, man.
Thank you, guys.